Navi Mumbai. India scripted history on Sunday night, holding their nerve in a high-pressure final to beat South Africa by 52 runs and win their first Women's World Cup title. In front of a roaring, sold-out Dipadal Stadium, the hosts delivered a complete performance with bat and ball to end years of heartbreak and near misses on the global stage. The final began 2 hours late after rain, yet not a single fan moved, and when play finally started, India fed off the electric atmosphere. Batting first, India posted a commanding 298-7, built on a fearless 87 from Shefali Verma and a composed 58 from Deepti Sharma. Smriti Mandhana added 45, while Richa Ghosh's late burst of 34 off 24 balls provided the finishing touches. At 200-3, India looked set for 350, but South Africa's bowlers pulled things back in the final phase. Still, the total proved more than enough on a surface offering some grip under lights. South Africa, chasing a record World Cup target, fought hard, led by a remarkable 101 from captain Laura Wolvart. But every time the Proteas built momentum, India found answers. The turning point came in the 42nd over when Amanjot Kaur held a juggling catch in the deep to remove Wolvart, sending the crowd into an eruption and swinging the match decisively India's way. From there, the atmosphere transformed into a celebration as South Africa slipped from resistance to collapse. Deepti, already the tournament's leading wicket-taker, struck repeatedly to finish with a magnificent 5-39. Verma, who only joined the 11 after an injury in the knockouts, chipped in with 2 wickets, sealing an unforgettable all-round performance. South Africa was bowled out for 246 in 45.3 overs, suffering their third consecutive defeat in a global final. For India, the scenes were euphoric. Players in tears, fans chanting long after midnight, tricolour flags waving through the stands, and a stadium united in emotion. The triumph completes a remarkable turnaround for Harmanpreet Kaur's side, who had lost 3 group games but stunned defending champions Australia in the semi-final to surge into the final with renewed belief. The success also caps India's rapid rise in women's cricket, backed by the Women's Premier League and growing nationwide support. Players spoke with pride and relief after years of hard lessons. Captain Harmanpreet said the team wanted to break the ceiling and make winning finals a habit. Deepti admitted the moment still felt unreal, crediting the fans who carried them through. For South Africa, Wolvart's grace and class stood out, but heartbreak followed again. The innings she played may long be remembered, but the glory belonged to the women in blue. As fireworks lit up Navi Mumbai and millions celebrated across India, the significance of the night became clear. This was not just a World Cup victory, it was a watershed. A moment that promises to redefine women's cricket in the country, much like Kapil Dev's men did in 1983.